Welcome to the Trauma and the Kings podcast that delves into the transformative power of consensual kink, navigating the lifestyle, and turning personal trauma into avenues for growth. Join us for candid conversations as we explore the intricacies of kink, share experiences, and provide practical insights on navigating the lifestyle with consent, communication, and respect at its core. Let's journey together through the intersection of personal evolution, kink exploration, and the diverse world of consensual non-monogamy. Welcome back to another episode of Trauma and the Kings podcast. I'm Devon.
And I'm Shay.
And we are the Rileys. We are here with a special edition because we actually have a live audience on one of our first podcasts already. And
we're second episode.
Yeah. And we're out at one of our events. We are hanging out in an Airbnb. We've got some very close friends of ours, very intimate setting. Really just got to kind of spend the weekend together so far.
It's been great so far.
This is our last night here. We can get to kind of go into what we got to do today. We got to adventure out into the vanilla world. it is kind of like going to visit a zoo almost, it feels like.
Right.
But instead we're the zoo and everybody else is looking at us while we're just kind of like being in the world again. So
really last night, it definitely, walking into the vanilla bar is totally different than walking into a swinger club.
This was our first time going to a regular bar in what, 3 years?
Yeah.
3 years. So how did you feel when we walked in and it just looked, well, for one, it didn't look like, you know, a regular lifestyle bar, so
yes,
a club.
It did not. So first off, I was wearing the necklace that said Daddy Slut.
Oh, I forget.
So walking into that club or that bar, sorry. That was great. I said, oh, no, let's go ahead and take this off. This is not the right setting.
could you feel eyeballs like staring at us?
Yeah. Just as soon as we walked in, like, oh, who are those people?
Right. So, and not to mention, it was a country line dancing bar.
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, your thing. So you got in.
Yeah. See, well, here's what some people don't know about Devon. I used to be a serial line dancer.
It was good.
Back when, like, as soon as I turned 21, I could go to bars. There was a certain bar back in this college town that on Thursday nights it was $10, and you got to drink all you could drink all night long. Yeah, that made for a very quick night. It felt like, because it felt like a shooting star. I would drink a lot real quick and then don't remember shit else after that.
just dance away and don't remember.
Right,
nothing.
But okay, so but at this club, It would be it was called Saddle Ridge. So it's a country bar. You know, they're playing country music and there's always line dancing at country bars
always,
like that.
Always.
It's probably my favorite part about it. So, you know, songs like Cupid Shuffle, The Biker Shuffle, the Copperhead Road.
I was learning those.
Cha-cha Slide, Electric Slide, all of those kind of dances. They do all those all the time. So we were there every week in and out, and I got really good at some of those dances. You know, I can just take some years off and come back and like it would never happen. So I think I shocked some people with some of my line dancing skills.
It's like, oh, look.
We'll have to post the clip of that because, you know, it's a regular bar, so it's okay. And
no nudity.
I got to knock off some rust off my hips because I feel like I hadn't danced it forever. I'm going to be sore tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's usually the second or third day where it gets a little wonky.
Right.
So
back to the vanilla scene, just looking at everybody, it's hard not to flirt.
Having to remember that everybody is not lifestyle when you go out into the regular world, that they're not on the same,
wavelength,
but they're not on the same vibe. But that's a great word. Great word. They're not on the same vibe as us. So when you do get some people, you look up, you make eye contact with some people. You're like, hey, wait, are they flirting
like
or
that?
Are they just looking if we're weird? You know, you never know. So it's kind of like the awkward, and you just kind of go on about your business. But so tell me something that you liked about when we kind of ventured on a 1 mile walk.
It was more like five.
It was not 5 miles.
It was not one guy.
It was a 1 mile walk. It took us about 20 minutes and it looked like we was taking a school field trip. It was like,
it was
like 11 of us. It was 11 of us walking down, you know, this college campus. And, you know, middle of the day, and we're just taking a stroll, and half of us look lost, and the other half look like we're just trying to keep up with the group.
Just following behind.
We got little legs.
So, says one.
Yeah, some of our friends. So like I said, we do have a whole live studio audience, it feels like, today. And all our friends are just kind of looking at us kind of with nervous. Angst. Like, they're afraid we're going to call on them or something and, like, put them on camera. I think one of them might wet themselves if I say their name. But. So we're not going to do that just yet. We'll leave them alone. So with us being getting to go out to the regular world today, what is some of the huge differences that you've seen with, you know, going into a bar like setting of a vanilla place versus a lifestyle club place? What is, like, something that just immediately jumps out to you when the difference of them?
The vibes also there, like, I just feel like you see it's a different scene when you just walk in.
Okay. What about any of our friends? Did any of you all notice something that was like, that was huge difference that you knew you wouldn't see in a lifestyle place that you were seeing when we walked into one of those places?
Anybody?
Like, we're all friends. When you walk into a lifestyle club, like, immediately accepted and, like, immediately loved.
Straight hugs, you know people, kisses.
Like, everything.
Like cheers.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows your name kind of thing.
Yeah. How you doing?
Right. Okay, so... Like our good friend was saying, Dr. Maeve is what I call her.
Dr. Maeve.
If that's okay to say, Dr. Maeve. So Dr. Maeve said when you walked into a vanilla bar, it was not the same as, you know, walking into like a group of friends, whether you knew them or not. I'm kind of saying, like, where you walk into a lifestyle club, it's everyone is already on the same wavelength of what we're here for.
Right.
And when you walk into a, you know, a regular bar that's, you know, just on the corner or whatever, it's kind of walking in, kind of scoping out if, am I going to get stabbed or am I going to have a good night type feeling versus walking into a lifestyle club. And it's like, shh, high
straight
fives, everybody. Hey,
everywhere.
Shake a hand, shake a titty, whatever.
Shake
titties out. Yeah. You know, 8 o'clock titties out. Let's do this.
Next person.
When you walk into a lifestyle setting, it's love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you walk into a lifestyle club, it's love and acceptance, and walking into anywhere else, it feels like, you said, anxiety and apprehension.
Okay.
That is a really good way to put it.
That is.
Especially with, because lifestyle, you walk in and you're feeling already who you are. Mm-hmm. When you walk into a lifestyle club, you're stepping in as your true self almost. Especially when you've hit that point of, I no longer care what anyone else thinks. I'm here for me. I'm here to be with my people. I'm here to have a amazing night.
Absolutely.
Because the rest of the world is a shitty time Monday to Friday, but Friday night, Saturday, Sunday morning, I get to be, you know, I get to let my freak flag fly,
right.
And be shown the love because of who I am, not because of what I have, what I do type thing. I mean, even though in the lifestyle, it's fun to be like, oh, so, what do you do, this, that, and the third? And you're like, oh.
To learn.
You know, you're always kind of shocked when you find out what someone may or may not do in their regular life, because it's like, here, we're all the same. You could be sitting next to, you know, somebody who works for NASA, and then you got somebody who flipped burgers at McDonald's, and they're hanging out, and it doesn't matter what they do. It matters who they are, type thing.
We've met some amazing people.
Yeah, some very interesting people, too.
Very interesting. With interesting jobs.
Oh, yeah.
lots of truck drivers, too. The truck driving, the big... huge thing.
I feel like you pointedly said truck drivers because you have like a truck driver fantasy.
I do. No. You started it.
Listen.
What's it called? Lot lizard?
You can't be a lot lizard. That's pretty sure that's illegal for one.
Oh, well. Not illegal. Whatever.
What? Since you brought it up, how about you tell everybody what your truck driver fantasy is?
You tell me.
This is not my fantasy. This is your fantasy.
I'm not. I have a couple of those fantasies.
What?
I have a couple of those fantasies.
You're whispering. Why are you whispering? Tell us.
So, I don't know why I'm nervous doing this. Let's cut this out.
Hold on.
Okay.
life. Amber, I'm on Twitter by a lot of different handles, but Amber has been the primary one for a while.
Okay. So, we'll also be sure to make sure we plug your handles in the show notes.
I'll give you all the handles.
That way you can find her. So tell us, I guess, how you found the lifestyle. Like, what got you interested in the lifestyle?
My partner. It was something that he was into whenever we first got together. It was a lot of conversations back and forth about, hey, this is something I'm interested in. Would you want to maybe do this, have a threesome, get with other guys, have me watch? Is this something you'd be interested in? I was like, sure. I don't see why that would be any issue. All the attention. That would be so much fun.
Okay. So you like being, it feels good to kind of have that
yes.
spotlight on you.
Ooh, yes. Okay. Well, and it was something that he really liked. He liked watching me with other people. And I was like young and wanted to experience other people. So I was like, oh, I get to have a relationship with you and experience other men. That's very fun to me. So ooh. I really liked that.
Okay. So kind of try to do me a favor. So walk me through the first time that you all kind of got to experience your all's, first encounter, your first encounter.
That was, we were fresh out of high school. We were both 18. Okay. We were both 18 at the time.
Early.
Yes.
Now,
we've been together for, it's 11 years this past February.
Wow. Okay.
And we've been together since we were 15, 16, respectively.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
It was a lot of conversations the first like 2 years that we were into this. And whenever he met someone online. We were talking, we got comfortable with them. And then we talked about meeting up at their place, I think. And then we just kind of talked a little bit, chit-chatted. And we just kind of went for it and just kind of did it. And there wasn't much to it, like, before or after. So it was very, like, get in, do the deed, and we got out. And then on our way back to, I think, where we were staying at the time, we were so hot and heavy for each other that we pulled over into a abandoned lot downtown, and we...
it was go time right there.
It was go time. Was it was like, in the car, go time, and then police showed up.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. First off, so we're going to put a pin in that part. We're not going to go past that. So the first experience that you all had together, so you're saying that it caused a stronger feeling between you two
yes.
after the experience was over.
Yes. We got such like a rush and such a connection from it that we were just like, oh, when can we do this again? Like he had such like infatuation and just was like so really infatuated and just like, oh my gosh, that was the hottest thing I ever saw. It was like watching my own personal porn. And that's what
right,
like.
Like live porn instead literally. Of watching it on TV, you yes. literally it's like right there in front of your face.
And what's funny is that was actually the first thing that we ever recorded, we ever filmed, and we ever put out there. That was the first Reddit video that I ever posted.
Oh wow! Okay,
yeah. It is me in a green dress, and I think it's been shared over like 2 million times.
Holy
it's crazy.
That's not a small number.
No, it's absolutely insane. I can guarantee you it's probably still out there, still on Reddit.
Oh, for sure. It's once it's on the internet, it's out there. Kind of like everything. So
absolutely.
Okay, so the first experience you all have, Cam's there, he gets to see, watch you and, yep. and he's enjoying
yes.
it's the pleasure for him that gets to watch you enjoy yourself
yes.
and it gives him pleasure. But then once you all get back together, there's no jealousy. There's no, well, you never made that noise with me or nothing like that. It was just, or was there has there been communication with it as it went on?
Yes. Anytime that we go and have an encounter or have an experience with someone there, for us, there's always conversation before. What are you looking to get from this? What are you hoping to achieve? What's the game plan going into this?
For sure.
And then we go, we do the deed, and then on the flip side, whenever we're leaving, the conversation is always, what did you like, what didn't you like? Was there a time where I went too far? was there a time where the conversation or what I was doing was like not what you anticipated, not what we agreed upon? What did you want me to do more? Was there any questions you had? We're very big on communication, and that's always the things that we want to make sure we're okay with, that we're not overstepping boundaries, pushing boundaries of the other person. We always want to make sure that we're in the clear with each other.
That's beautiful, because like me and Shay have said before, like, we feel our biggest thing is communication.
Right.
The biggest thing about lifestyle is the communication.
Oh, absolutely.
That you get to have. But when you communicate, you can accomplish so much more, because then you know what you're expecting, what to do, how can I improve, how can I fix, or how can I help.
Exactly.
Make this experience more pleasurable for not only you, but us both. So that is awesome. But also, we're not going to forget that we put the pin in the situation after the first experience.
Yeah,
where the cops came. So you all left the first encounter.
Yes.
You're hot and heavy for each other. You pull over into this parking lot in downtown.
Yes.
And y'all start going at it. What was you in, like, in the back seat? Was you in the front seat?
We were in the front seat. I was driving.
Okay.
I pulled over into an abandoned lot.
Okay.
Pulled over into an abandoned lot. I climb over, I get on top of him, I'm straddling him. We're there for maybe 2 minutes. Sirens, lights.
Oh God.
I was terrified. Because we are, again, 18.
Oh shit.
I've never had.
You going to jail now?
I was like, oh my God. This is the worst thing possible. My father's going to find out. My parents are going to find out. This is the last thing I want to have happen right now.
All right, you got to explain yourself. Listen, why was you bucking naked in the 7-Eleven parking lot?
Why is there cum dripping down my leg? What is happening here? So we get out. Sirens pull up. And of course, whenever you ever get pulled over by cops, they give you a minute. They don't come up immediately. I get off him. Big mistake. Huge mistake. They're like, oh, there's movement. We don't know what's happening. You could be reaching for a gun. We don't know what's going on. Two more police officers show up.
Oh, shit.
There are three cop cars, four police officers around us. I am terrified, shaking, cum dripping down my leg. I don't know what's happening.
the cum still coming.
Yep.
Wow.
It's full force because it's his load and the other guy's load. So it's like,
you was carrying double O's.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
On top of any juices that were mine.
Overachiever. So, got it.
So they were very polite. They were like, what are you doing in this part of time? We're like, well, we just kind of stopped here. We can't really do anything at our house because we live with our parents. So we're like, we were just coming back from someplace. And they're like, oh, in this part of town, there are a lot of prostitutes out here. So they made the assumption.
Oh boy.
That I was a woman of the night.
Oh, you was a lady of the night. And streetwalker. And this is madam.
Oh. So they're like, they're like, I'm like, I promise this is my boyfriend. They're like, they look at both of our IDs, they run our stuff, and they're like, y'all are good to go. Just go home.
Ooh.
We got off. Very sweetly, with a warning that they said, just leave. Don't. Just be aware of where you're at.
Sounds like y'all got off a couple times in the same night. Because, goodness.
Yes.
From awesome first encounter to parking lot pimping and getting busted by the police.
It was a lot.
To getting to go home without, you know.
And we decided after that this was a great idea. We said, yeah, let's keep doing that.
Let's keep doing it. So did you ever get caught again like that?
No.
Or you got smarter about it?
We got smarter about it.
There you go. That's how we learn. We get caught, and then we learn how not to get caught again. That's kind of like when I used to get whoopings. Like, whoopings never stopped me from being bad. All they did was show me how to not get whoopings.
It made me realize, oh, if I do it this way, they're not going to realize what I'm doing.
Exactly.
You know, if I learn their behaviors, learn their habits.
Yeah, you're not correcting my behavior. I'm just learning yours.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Exactly. I'm learning your mannerisms and how you react to this stuff.
Facts.
Like, it'll be fine.
Facts. Okay, so we've got that your all's relationship is solely based in communication and right. talking and knowing what each other likes. From that, you all's encounters to the online thing. So yes. you have social medias.
Yes.
You have some spicy several. Pages.
I have several.
Have several pages. So tell me, how did you, like, what made you all start going that route? And do you enjoy making videos and
yes, yes.
being involved in the industry? Okay.
Yeah. It's very weird because, like I said, we've been doing this for a while. Making content, posting content. We did it before there was really, like, sites for it.
Right.
We started posting first on Reddit, and then from there, I think we moved to Patreon. Is that right? We were to...
Is Patreon still doing... Is it still a thing?
We were doing it on Patreon before Patreon, like, really allowed, like, spicy content on there. They never allowed it. They never allowed it. They would sub to our Patreon.
And then they would send us their...
they would send us... That's right. They... I forgot. Yes. All of our content on our Pornhub was friends only.
Okay, so you kind of circumvented the system, and but kind of put people through a paywall system and then let them...
Correct.
Okay.
So it was very... Like you said, it was very convoluted. They would sub to our Patreon. They would send us a DM... at one point on the Pornhub that we had, there was like 1,000 friends and only like 200 people subbed to our Patreon. Even if 200, it was like maybe like 100 or 50. So we had to like really be like kind of get stricter with it because right. like all these people,
right,
not paying us.
Exactly. How dare they? Right. They paid once, got in behind the wall, and exactly. then it was like it got out of control. You couldn't keep.
Exactly. And so that was a lot of it, was just going in, like, trimming it down. It was just too much for us.
Okay.
Whenever I got pregnant, then 2020, I got pregnant.
COVID baby.
COVID baby, yes.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those as well. That was...
There's something.
That was different.
Mm-hmm. There's something.
Those kids are... those are different, so...
Yes.
Okay, so tell me, so you got pregnant, and... Yep. Did you all leave the lifestyle? Did you stay in it?
We took a step back
okay.
because pregnancy took a toll on me. It really messed with how well I was feeling. You know, in pregnancy, you get a For lot sure. of like morning sickness. I dropped like 20 or 30 pounds just okay. from morning sickness. I had to go on a medication because I couldn't keep fluids down. I was not really maintaining water or anything like that. So I had to... I was just focusing on like keeping myself healthy, and like keeping myself and my baby alive more right. than like doing anything. But we took a break for about probably the year I was pregnant, and then about maybe about a year afterwards. So we were gone from lifestyle for maybe 2-3 years.
Oh, okay. Which long is break.
A very long
break. Yeah, as we all know, lifestyle time is different. So yes. 2-3 years feels like, you know, almost a decade
yeah.
in terms of lifestyle. Like, no joke, 2-3 years can feel like 10 years just because
yes.
lifestyle is one of those industries where everything seems to move fast, like,
yes.
all the time. It's always changing new things, oh, yeah. different stuff.
Well, just, especially whenever you're making lifestyle content as well, mm-hmm. it's like I'm missing out on so much.
Yeah.
And it's like all I see a whole bunch of people that have now started, like, OnlyFans and yep. Just for Fans and all these other content services, and I'm like, oh, I could be doing that as well.
Right.
And it's like, I'm also missing out on my community who is now disappearing. I'm missing right. out on all my followers that are messaging me saying, hey, we really want you back. Where are you? We miss your content.
Right. Because that happens. We get that on Pornhub as well.
We get a lot of messages saying, oh, I saw you guys years ago. I didn't realize you guys were back. I'm so glad you're back. I'm following you now. And so it's really heartfelt to see people come back.
It's nuts. Yes, people go nudes over nudes. It's like
absolutely insane to know that I'm why people got into the lifestyle. I get those messages too. I don't know if you get those, but
yes, we do. We've gotten not necessarily maybe why they joined the lifestyle, but if they joined, they met, right. they came across us, and then they stayed, and we made it easy for them to
right.
want to, you know, be around the lifestyle more.
Yeah, so. And especially having people, like, be either their introduction to the lifestyle, mm-hmm. or why, like, they're showing their partner the content is like, she's really enjoying this. This is what I want you to do.
Exactly.
Which is insane.
For sure. I mean, hey, it helps. But with the lifestyle, it gets you have all the time in the world to kind of learn what you like.
Right.
Learn what you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
Try, experience, experiment, and just kind of grow with.
Right.
Grow with your partner.
Right.
Because, you know, you all come into it both new, and then I mean, there's literally no limit on what right. you get to try to do. Only right. thing that limits you is you. So
right. Well, and a lot of it is figuring out what you like, figuring out what you don't like, but also having that communication with your partner to say like, hey, I like this, but you're overstepping in this aspect
right.
of it. So how about we course correct to where if you're talking about like degrading content or degrading anything, like this is what I'm okay with and this is what I'm not okay with.
That's one of those definitely like conversations, communications.
Lines, yeah.
Right. Exactly. Because exactly. it can definitely be so close to, you know, maybe some possible things that are triggering
right.
or just
hurt
scary.
Feelings, anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So with the online content, give me your top two choices of like sites that you prefer to use or that is like the easiest or that you say like you Ooh. Connect with your friends, your fans the best.
Well, we have Just for Fans, which is probably by far my favorite one, only because we've been on it the most,
okay.
but also, like, they're very lax in what they allow us to post,
mm-hmm.
whereas OnlyFans is much more like, I'm still lactating,
mm-hmm.
so not all my content can go there.
Wait, what?
Yes.
OnlyFans hate no lactating titties?
Yes. They don't allow.
They don't
milk.
Like milk bags?
Nope.
That is
well,
rude.
They like milk bags, just not producing milk. Yeah. Yeah, it's sad.
Oh, they're shameful towards mothers, lactating mothers.
They're hating on me. And
I
feel the hate.
Oh, I love lactating titties.
Yes, I know. I know you do.
Well, listen, you give me some cookies. And look, I'm okay with the cookies and milk. What? Shoot, lactating titties.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But.
And so I'm more partial to like Just for Fans, but I also know that Pornhub is a really big site for a lot of creators.
For sure.
Which is very nice because they are very protective of their creators.
They are.
Which is fine.
To a point. Yep.
To where the reason we got off Pornhub to begin with was because they removed all of our content.
Why did they remove it?
They removed it because it was back whenever there was like a ban going on like credit card sales or something with it.
Oh,
do you
okay.
remember what it was? No, but it was some bullshit where they were cracking down on something like either trafficking or something like that. And because we had so much stuff and not all of it was like verified and they were like, no, we
right.
weren't making any money off of it through the site, just through a third party site. But they removed all of it.
Oh, rude. And plus, when you upload to Pornhub, it mm-hmm. technically becomes their content.
Correct.
And so if they remove it, you're just SOL because you can't like mm-hmm. repost those on regular sites.
Right.
Because they'll take
now,
it down.
We had like all of our stuff backed up. And so we just removed our page whole stop from them
gotcha.
And moved to Just for Fans.
Gotcha.
And we've been there for probably like 2-3 years now,
okay.
which is nice. And then I think this month, we have been on OnlyFans for a year.
OnlyFans don't like us.
No,
they kicked us off a long time ago. I was like, well, fine. I ain't want to be over it anyways.
I don't mind.
Y'all got roaches now. So I
you got
I
roaches,
just, yeah,
you got spiders,
left,
got
yeah,
all of it.
We left OnlyFans. That
no,
felt like
mind.
A, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Couldn't do it.
So
we actually used Tempted.
Really?
Yes, Tempted, Tempted.com.
Mm.
It's almost has that feel to OnlyFans, but it's actually geared more towards the spicy creators, the content
right.
creators. That's what it's built and geared for.
Right.
So it actually does a lot. Does a lot for you. Like it'll promote your like if you got lives
right.
coming up, they'll actually promote on their Twitter for you, on their Telegram, on their Instagram. They promote
right.
you as
right.
the creator.
Well, and that's the other thing is that Twitter is also a really good place for promotions.
Twitter is the biggest porn like porn site on the internet.
If
Bigger,
you didn't know already,
yeah,
they
if,
are.
If you didn't know, Twitter is the biggest porn site on the internet.
Yeah,
that is insane. Every time I log into Twitter, it's just titties,
titties, butts, titties, dicks, and titties.
Always titties and dicks. Those are the one things
ass,
I can count on.
Titties, ass, and titties. ass.
So,
ass,
I mean,
ass.
It's quite a bit. And I mean, we have.
As people shake their titties over there. And asses. Lord have mercy.
So many asses over there.
5 minutes. Yeah, that's the point. You chop it up. So, is everybody back down here now?
Perfect.
Yay. Okay. All right. Well, let's do it. Okay. So, Abby or Amber?
Either.
So, it's Amber Hot Wife on X.
Yes. Amber MILF on Real Amber MILF on.
We gonna tag all them things in here.
So many names.
We gonna tag them all here in the show notes. And I can't thank you all enough. For one, you all traveled down to hang out with us this weekend. You jumped in. You did you were our first interview. So
happy to be.
You know, we get to look back on this in maybe, you know, a couple years and be like, damn.
I love a good conversation. I'm a podcast whore, so I heard you were doing a podcast. I was like, let me in.
Listen, you are welcome to be on the show anytime you want. I love it. But we have friends who are waiting for us to get back and get to this party started. We have a...
I will relinquish this mic to your beautiful co-host.
That's awesome. So, thank you. Give it up, everybody. Give it up, everybody.
Yes.
Beep, beep.